Time now for today's Meet the Husker Report, sponsored by Sinclair Oil. Fill up your life and your vehicle with DynoCare, Sinclair's top-tier gasoline.
Fill up to get to work, to camp, to grandma's, to the movies, to the skate park, to try the world's best tacos, to watch the sunset at Mount Rushmore, to ride on a green fiberglass dinosaur. Fill up your life. From the greatest monuments to those little moments, Sinclair is proud to fuel America's journeys. Go farther for less with DynoCare, Sinclair's top-tier engine cleaning gasoline. Learn more at sinclairoil.com.
It's time for Meet the Huskers, presented by Sinclair Oil. I'm Nate Rohr. Today we're chatting with Lamar Jackson, a senior cornerback from Elk Grove, California.
First off, Lamar, you guys got your black shirts right before this season, and there was a bit of a ceremony behind it with some of the old guys coming back. What did it mean to you to have those guys come back to give you your black shirt?
It meant the world to me, honestly. Like a lot of Jason Peters actually was one of the guys that he kind of told us what a black shirt meant to him, and his message was that the black shirt means everything to me. We also had a guy that came and said that he's going to get buried with his black shirt. I mean, so at the end of the day, you just listen to them guys, and it really just hit you. It just hit home, you know what I'm saying? And so when one of them guys hands you your black shirt, you instantly feel a sense of responsibility toward to them and to the culture. So, I mean, it meant the world to me as well.
This is your senior year. As you worked toward the season, what were a couple of things that you highlighted that you wanted to have sharper as you went into your last year as a Husker?
I just wanted to tighten up my game as a whole. I just wanted to make sure by the time I left the university that it wasn't too many doubts of what I can do or can't do. I wanted to make sure I just put a lot of everything on film. I just wanted to show the complete package, the complete DB, and a guy that just go out there and really play hard for his team and lead as he do it.
Travis Fisher is your position coach. What's he brought out in your game, especially from the end of last year to now?
I can say he took my game to the next level just because how his mentality, how he holds me accountable, how he looks at me. It's just certain stuff that I know that I shouldn't be doing certain ways I should be doing stuff. So it ain't really too much. It's just kind of coaches got that influence on us. And at the end of the day, we kind of respect him regardless, you know what I'm saying, because he's been and did what we want to do. So at the end of the day, it's not hard or we don't really question it. When he got a problem with something, we kind of just see it for what it is and get it fixed.
You played as a freshman, and now you look at this team, and there are quite a few freshman defensive backs. What's been your message to them as they've prepared to go out there?
That's one of the hardest things for me is just, you know what I'm saying, talking to the younger guys, just because at the end of the day, I know I was one of them guys, and I know, you know what I'm saying, how they feel, you know, what all the different things that can pull them in certain directions and stuff like that. But for the most part, I just let them know to go out there and have fun, you know what I'm saying, listen to the coach and listen to us. And at the end of the day, if they're out there, I mean, they obviously trust them to be out there, so it's not too much that I got to really tell them. It's just when they're out there, I just want to make sure that they're doing what they need to do.
That's Meet the Huskers for today with Nebraska cornerback Lamar Jackson. Stay tuned to this Husker Sports Network affiliate for our next episode, brought to you by the Sinclair Oil Corporation.